providing you with oil for your lamp. You're listening to Logos, the Word of God, from the book of Isaiah. The Eternal's hand is not too short to save. The Eternal's ear is not too dull to hear. It is your own iniquities that interfere between your God and you. Your sins have made him veil his face from you until he will not listen. For your hands are stained with blood, your fingers stained with crime. Lies fall from your lips, your tongues are muttering malicious wrong. In court, no one sues honestly, no plea is just. Pretense and falsehood you rely on, big with mischief, you bear mischief. Intriguers, they hatch basilisk's eggs and weave a spider's web. Eat their eggs and you die. Crush one, out crawls a viper. What they weave covers no one. What they concoct clothes no one. 'Tis violence they have in hand. Their feet run fast to crime. They hurry to murder innocent men. Their thoughts are thoughts of mischief. Rapine and ruin are the track they follow. They care not for what leads to bliss. Their paths are void of justice. They take the crooked course, where bliss is all unknown. So we are far from having our wrongs righted. We come by no redress. We look for light, but all is dark. We look for gleams and walk in gloom. We grope like a blind man along the wall. We feel our way like sightless men. At noon we stumble, as in twilight. We live in darkness like the dead. We are all moaning like a bear, mourning low like doves. We long to be righted, all in vain. No rescue is in sight for us. For our transgressions before thee are many, and our sins testify against us. Transgressions that are ever in our minds, sins we know well. Rebellions, treachery to the Eternal, deserting from our God, talking perversely and defiantly, telling lies from our heart. Justice has to turn away defeated. Right is forced to hold aloof, for truth in our assemblies has no footing. Honesty cannot enter there. Truth is never to be seen, and moral sense has left the town. The Eternal saw this and was angry, that no justice could be seen. When he saw, and seeing, wondered, there was no one to intervene. Then he put forth his own power, sustained by his own passion. He put on might as his armor, and victory as a helmet, and vengeance as his clothing, and zeal to be his mantle. In strict requital he repays his foes with fury and his enemies with shame, till in the far west men have awe of the Eternal, and in the east they see his brilliant deeds. For his vengeance pours out like a pent-up stream, driven like a blast of wind. But to Zion he comes for deliverance, to free Jacob from its rebels. As for me, the Eternal declares, this is my compact with them. My spirit which rests upon you, and the words I have put into your lips, shall never depart from your lips, nor from the lips of your descendants, nor from the lips of their descendants. The Eternal declares, from henceforth and forever. You've been listening to the Word of God from the book of Isaiah.